Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
From the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, 2 o'clock straight up. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's start with college football. One game in progress, the Birmingham Bowl. South Florida leading South Carolina 22-7 that game in the second quarter. Now yesterday, Northwestern was an impressive winner over Pittsburgh in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York. And today, Coach Pat Fitzgerald was on with Hanley and Rosner this morning and says the victory was great for respect.
Kind of like our team, I think our conference is fighting to kind of get back to where we've been. And, I think our conference top to bottom, anybody could win on any given Saturday in the fall. And now to be where we're at, with us representing the league the right way and being champions, I think from a Northwestern perspective, this is a big springboard for the future. And we're going to enjoy this for a couple days and then get right back to work. But at the same time, it was a great year for the Big Ten, and we got some big games coming up. I'm looking forward to seeing my brothers as head coaches and the young men that compete in Big Ten football go out and have success.
Other college news, there are reports that Notre Dame's Brian Kelly desires to move on from South Bend, but he also desires to be in the NFL, and there haven't been any offers. And Lavelle Edwards, who won a national title at BYU and coached there for 29 years, has passed away at the age of 86. Pro football not practicing today for the Bears. Leonard Floyd, Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, and Alshon Jeffrey. And Denver linebacker DeMarcus Ware will have surgery tomorrow to repair a ruptured disc in his back, and his career could be in jeopardy. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai holiday sales event going on now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
As I mentioned before, when you guys were asking me, on reports and whatnot, a lot of things change. Players will change, coaches change. It's not like I'm going to make changes. It's just the nature of the beast. I don't know if there'll be a long line at 3-12 right now for head coaching opportunities, but stranger things have happened.
All right, so that is what he said. That was just earlier today, just minutes ago. It's not like I'm going to make changes, but that's just the nature of the beast. Now, if you're talking about Fangio, he can't leave unless he gets a promotion, which would be a head coaching job or some other kind of coordinator with the associate head coach tag on there. I know Hub had some clarification exactly what the NFL has done for some of that stuff, because I remember years ago they had to put in a special rule because Joe Gibbs was making up all sorts of job titles. He had like director of offense, director of defense, or associate head coach for offense above the coordinator level. He created a whole other level just so there were certain contractual permutations involved there. But That was typical John Fox saying something without really saying anything. So the answer is I'm not exactly quite sure what to make of it. Right now, caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a chance for you and a guest to attend legendary radio host Terry Bors' last broadcast and farewell party in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on January 5th. Come celebrate the incredible career, or carrier, as it says, of an incredible man. They love the word incredible in these things. Because I remember for the other one, it was an incredible breakfast buffet. So is it actually not credible? Is that the issue? I think Terry's credible enough. His career, incredible. The men, incredible. Featuring past and present hosts of The Score, a champagne toast, and more. So we'll give away another pair of these tickets a little bit later on.
Dan, the giveaway says a chance. So is there something else that they're going to have to do?
Oh, that's a great point. If one well-lawyered there, have won the chance. Can you find out?
Well, I think they're just going to send everybody here, and they have to perform a talent for you. And
I'm dead serious. That legally, we have to determine.
Sure.
Are they actually winning the opportunity, or are they winning the chance to get the opportunity?
I'll find out. I'm going to call promotions.
That's a good catch on your part, because we have to be very clear if we're saying somebody's winning a chance. I like that. John in Shorewood is on The Score. Hey, John.
Hey, guy. Hey, I just wanted to say really quick, the last B&B show was a really special listen. And it was, I'm glad I was able to at least be a part of it by listening to it. So,
well, thank you. You never know when you're sitting there and you're just sort of saying it and out it goes. So it's nice to hear. And as I've mentioned, there's been such an outpouring via email and Twitter and everything else that there's a lot of people that felt compelled to make the connection once again. But John, thanks. As from a longtime guy like you, it's really meaningful.
The emotional weight was legitimate for me. But just trying to draw some comparisons here, and I'm not calling for anyone's firing. Just trying to draw some comparisons. So I was thinking about Rex Ryan, and he got launched fairly quickly, only a couple of years in Buffalo, and he's going to have a much better record over a two-year period than Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a quarterback either. He's also in the same conference with Tom Brady. But just wondering, and I know it seems to be most coaches get at least 3 years. Why is it unlikely that Fox will be gone after such a poor 2 years? Not that I'm calling for, but it's from by all accounts, it's most likely he's going to get a third year. Why is it most likely he won't be gone?
I think it's, John, the answer to that is probably the most likely explanation we usually have, is that the Bears are habitually slow to act. They don't move quickly, which is why the movement on Mark Trestman and Phil Emery was such a surprise to longtime Bears observers, because it's just not something they do that say, oh, mama's mad, we're going to get rid of these idiots. That they generally don't. And sometimes it's fear of not having a viable next move, of not being out ahead of things. That for a long time, the Bears have been much more reactive than active. And that's one theory. I don't know for sure what the answer is. Now, it's possible and not unreasonable that they want to fulfill a larger commitment, that maybe they buy the injury excuse. Maybe they say, look, you know, there has been some turnover. There is potentially value in stability, and maybe there's something more than a dead cat bounce if they do think it is very possible and not crazy to assume that maybe they feel that he hasn't gotten exactly the fair shake. It also may be that Fox, as a survivor, as a politician, has been pushing that narrative, has been working bosses over. He wouldn't be the first. It has certainly happened before. There have been some people in his position who have been very successful at saying, hey, man, this is, you know, you brought me in to do this. You promised me this, this, and this, and I haven't had all these opportunities. You got to give me a chance. So it's always somewhere in the in-between. But if the answer in general is why would the Bears do something like this, historically, traditionally, it's because of a kind of institutional torpor. They have not been the quick trigger, egotistical, typical individual owner just saying, oh, screw this, I'm embarrassed out there, and we've gotta do something better, and you're fired, and I'll figure it out as I go. That's just not the way they've acted, that things get committed and discussed, and I was led to believe that Ryan Pace, this is again what it comes down to, and this is really the critical question here, we were all led to believe that no matter what, it wouldn't be an organizational call on such things. It wouldn't be everybody back in a room and all this big discussion that you hired a football guy in Ryan Pace, and it is entirely his call as the top football guy in the organization. Maybe that's still the case, and maybe it's as simple as Ryan Pace not wanting to fire him at this point. We don't know. They're supposed to all talk next week. At least Pace and Fox are supposed to sit down on Wednesday and explain what's going on. But and when we know that it's Pace's call, I would love to hear from him where he can say, I believe in John Fox. I am committed to John Fox. Therefore, the Bears are committed to John Fox because I'm in charge of Bears football. It would mean a lot to hear it, even if it's wrong, just to know there's something other than the usually nebulous power structure at Halas Hall, in some ways, in and of itself, could be viewed as a step in the right direction. Southside, this is Bob on the Score. Bob?
Hi, Dan. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I just wanted to also say thanks for that that last show you guys put on. That was a great listen, and very, very, very moving. And the last two crafting was great too. But anyway, back to with the Bears. You know, everyone wants to kind of move on from Fox, and I get it. He's very prickly, and the product has been awful. But I think this team is still kind of bottoming out, and. You know, they do need a culture change after that whole Trestman experiment and just how weird everything got. You keep hearing, even though it's from like Martellus Bennett, but you see things from other people about how it was just a weird vibe. And I think they got to get back to some type of footballiness type culture mm-hmm. there. And, you know, I just want some stability there because if you keep, you know, there's a difference between being proactive and reactive and just kind of... just doing things reactively, just acting, you know, just trying to make it look like you're doing something. And you see the Browns do that, and everyone talks about how, you know, everyone there treats it like a college campus because it's so transient. You need to have something in place for a while to try and build something in the NFL, I think.
You know, I think that goes back to exactly what I was just discussing, Bob. It's not entirely unreasonable. When you talk about how the question is, how long should it be expected to take to rebuild quote unquote football culture? And I would think that's one thing. But after two full seasons, we're not just talking about an off season here and say, OK, this is how we do business around here. The problem is that even if that's important to you, at some point, it has to matter that you still suck, that. Culture's great and all that, but and I don't know how Ryan Pace feels about the development of some of the guys he's drafted, but there's absolutely a proper argument to be made for running your business the right way. The problem is the Bears still don't seem to know if they are, and they still have to bring in these consultants to confirm whether or not they're running their football business the right way. And that's what gets and remains immensely disconcerting about so much of what they do. So, yeah, it's true. The culture matters, but it's been two full years. That should be enough. That should be enough for Fox to say, okay, enough of the Trestman stuff. Let's do this. This is how we're doing things around here. And then when you're still bottoming out, where's the bottom? If 3-13 isn't the bottom here, I don't know what is. Rolling Meadows and Nick on the score. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Fine.
My question, I know there's been a lot of talk about John Fox, but I'd really like your opinion about how you feel about Ryan Pace drafting so far. I know it's only been 2 years, but just from a cursory fan point of view, he hasn't drafted anyone I'm like really excited when they get out on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Howard has been really good, but this isn't a running league anymore. So, you know, 10 years ago with Lovie Smith, you know, I was excited every time I would see an Urlacher or a Briggs be out there because I knew they were going to disrupt something. And even with someone like Leonard Floyd or Kevin White, like, I'm not excited when they get out onto the field. So how would you grade him so far, even though it's limited?
Well, I was excited about Floyd. I really was. And then it just kind of stopped. And then he got hurt, and now he's hurt again. And the problem is so many guys have been interrupted by injury. I guess when you frame it in a level of excitement, I'm interested in Jordan Howard. I think Jordan Howard's a piece. Jordan Howard's he's a player. He's clearly going to be an important player on the team. But that it's such a low bar to say, oh, yeah, Jordan Howard. Okay. Good running back. They're going to need a good running back, and he's going to be around if and when the team gets good. But that guy on my list, as far as guys that I really wanted to see play and watched closely on the field, that so far Floyd has been that guy. And there's just so many needs. There's still so many needs. And I don't know what you say about a guy in charge of drafting who still has left a team where you say you could use something at almost every single spot on the field. You know, they've got to rebuild a whole secondary. Their secondary is not replacement level at this point, not for what is going on around the league. And there's been some of that is not all Ryan Pace's fault. The issue of injuries makes everything difficult to judge fairly, because even as much as we say you can't use injuries as an excuse, yeah, but it doesn't mean they don't happen. It doesn't mean it changes the way you look at somebody's development. And then when they get serious enough to be what they are for somebody like Kevin White, and you don't even know if the guy is going to be close to the same player, and you could have wasted a top 10 pick, that's tragic. Not truly tragic, but in a football sense, that is the kind of thing that sets your organization back years.
We kind of got what we have. We've had some injuries, no doubt, really in all three phases of the game. You know, and I think that's a big reason why we're sitting here at 3-12.
Yeah, dude. Kendall is in Naperville. He's on the score. Hi, Kendall.
Hey, Dan. You know, everyone's pining to get rid of Fox, but, you know, they've had so many injuries, and the Bears have really been, with the exception of that Washington game, have been incredibly competitive with pedestrian players all over the field. And the coach is not the one who swings that pendulum. It's the quarterback. So all the teams are in the talent wise are usually within a touchdown of each other unless they've got that franchise quarterback. You're not going to find anybody better than John Fox right now. And I think the worst thing the Bears could do is after 2 years jump ship and try this again. I think that would be an awful organizational move.
Okay. When you say can't find anybody better than John Fox, the thing about Fox, though, is the whole sell on him was, yeah, not the best game day coach, but boy, he can put a floor in. He can put a floor in and get this thing turned around. That was his whole specialty, was being the Mr. Fix It. And that's the problem, is that the skill on which, the trait on which you based this decision and backed this decision was, yeah, sure, he doesn't reinvent anything. The guy isn't some sort of philosopher king. He's not a great manager of a clock or manager of a game, but boy, he can at least get your building set. And it just hasn't happened. They got worse. If that's all on injuries, then if you're willing to do that, then maybe you're going to cut Fox a little bit of slack. But it's very difficult to say somebody whose entire reputation, your reasoning for bringing him in was he's going to stop the bleeding. He's going to make this a real football operation. And it made sense. I got it. I didn't think that was something that people were making up. That was well based. There was grounds for that to be true. But then when it doesn't happen, you're also forced to ask some difficult questions. In Rogers Park, we find Big Al, and he's on the score. Hi, Al.
Hey, fellas, how you doing today? Great, great program. I'd just like to say, I think you got to give Ryan Pace a little time to get some talent in there. And Fox is a good coach. He can hold things together if we get the talent. Under Trestman, we had no talent. I mean, we just had no talent. From where we were when Fox took over this team to where we are now, at least you can kind of see something gelling.
What do you see? What do you see? Well, and when do you see it?
I see the team building a little depth. I see
where
young guys.
Where do you see depth?
I see it on the defense. I also see it on the offense.
Okay, on the defense, you see depth.
On the defense, I see him building a little depth on
where?
The defensive line. I see him getting linebackers. We still have to show up the secondary, but it's better than under Trestman.
You can't just say it's good because it's better than Trestman. That's
good.
Damning with faint praise.
Good. I didn't say it was good. I'm saying that you have to start somewhere, and that's what I'm saying.
Well, they have. It's been two. But the thing is, though, they're not starting. It's been 2 years. I understand if this were the first year, but you're they're not just starting. When you say, I agree, you have to start somewhere, but they've started. They're 2 years in, and they're getting worse.
Yeah, well, if you look at the talent level that we had under Mark Trestman,
Stop comparing him to Trestman. You got to aim higher than that.
All right. You're right.
Okay, just aim higher than that, Big Al. Thank you. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is Sports Radio 670, 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Dan Bernstein here, afternoons 1 to 6. The Bears are 3-12 and get ready to take on the Vikings in the final game of the season, thankfully. At this point, a win feels a little empty, but a loss solidifies a high first-round pick. It's something, I guess. Keep it here. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Here's a question for you. If you're one of the many NFL teams staring at a gaping hole on their center, what's the most prudent move this offseason? Well, here's a few options for you. One, of course, is the draft. Is Clemson's Deshaun Watson the answer? What about Deshaun Kizer from Notre Dame? Is Colin Kaepernick viewed as salvageable? And what about Tony Romo, who should be very available given the emergence of Dak Prescott in Dallas? Here's another name for you. How about Jimmy Garoppolo, who according to reports is available, but the price tag is steep. As steep as, say, a first and a fourth rounder. Here's the catch, though. While this price tag is cheap for 2017 at under $1 million, he's a free agent after that. Bottom line is this. Can you separate some of the other Patriot quarterbacks who, once they left New England, fizzled? And do you think that Garoppolo's got enough talent to separate himself from that cast of very average players? I kind of do. I like him. I'm BT.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of major soft drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious, one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PC store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel, one life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Look out in the street there.
Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for four tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamer Tag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Talking some Bears on Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The Score, Dan Bernstein with you. Casey Johnson is going to talk some Bulls a little bit, but got some callers want to jump on. We shall get to them post haste. Adam in Kenosha, you're on The Score.
Hey, I wanted to bring up something that nobody seems to really have talked about this year.
There's usually a reason for that, because it usually means that nobody is going to agree with what you're about to say.
Well, early on in the season, before training camp, we released Swafford, and he played center, and he played guard, and we ended up having to sign Sitton due to injury. And that whole move was a sideways move that could have been...
They signed Sitton due to opportunity. They signed Sitton because they were shocked that Sitton was available.
Okay. And now having, if they would have still had Slauson, they would have never had to have gone through that. And Slauson could have been an addition to that. Slauson could play center.
They have a young center who's a potential Pro Bowler who they love, who's one of the few bright spots.
Could have still drafted him. Would have been even better. But
he wouldn't have played center.
Without releasing Slauson, we could have spent those moves in the secondary, which was clearly
No, your timing is all off here, I think you're vastly overrating Slauson. The interior of their line's been really good.
It has, but the whole move seemed to me like a sideways move that was like unnecessary when there could have been better.
Sitton's better than Slauson. Sitton's better.
I agree. Okay. I agree.
So you got a better player who's around the same age
for more money.
That doesn't matter to you.
I agree. I was disappointed that their moves in the secondary weren't focused on early on.
Okay, well, if you're talking about the secondary is bad. The secondary it needs to be improved, but the interior of their line has been fine. And you have one perennial Pro Bowler at one guard position. You have a multi-Pro Bowler at another one, and you have an aspiring Pro Bowler at center. So I don't think that they're a Matt Slauson away from any way changing their proximity to winning the Super Bowl.
It just seemed like that to focus on that, to release that talent before the season was banking a lot on Grasso, who was
okay. Here's the point: Cody Whitehair is your center and your center of the future, and however it worked out, you ended up with one of the few bright spots of a lost season at that position.
Well, we still could have drafted Whitehair.
But he's playing there. It's not about where you drafted. It's the fact that he's playing center. He hadn't played center. He hadn't practiced at center. And now you know that you've got a centerpiece at center.
True.
Okay. In Haywarden, Iowa, Derek is on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call and Happy New Year. Yeah. Okay, you were mentioning about the Bears got worse. Yeah, they did get worse. I'm going to agree with you because of all the injuries we had. 19. Now, I want to finish talking here. They had 19 injuries.
I know all the numbers. I know how many injuries. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you take half of those numbers away.
No.
Just wait a second. You know, you got a running back in Jordan Howard. I think you got a number three wide receiver in Cameron Meredith.
You don't celebrate having a number three wide receiver when you don't have a one or a two for next year.
I totally agree with you. The secondary does need help, and maybe that's going to come with that third pick in the draft. I like Jamal Adams out of LSU. Maybe Jerome Peppers out of Michigan.
Okay,
why not?
Thanks,
both them?
Derek. Appreciate the call.
Scoreboard update.
It is 2:30, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. College football, the Birmingham Bowl late first half, South Florida leading South Carolina 22-14. Other football news, Denver linebacker DeMarcus Ware's career could be in jeopardy. He will undergo surgery tomorrow to repair a ruptured disc in his back. Not practicing for the Bears today. Alshon Jeffrey, Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, and Leonard Floyd. And defensive coordinator Vic Fangio was asked about a terribly low number of turnovers by the defense, just 10.
They've got to make some more on their own. And they also have to be the byproduct and the beneficiary of good play around them, you know, more harassing of the quarterback, you know, those types of things. So a little bit's on them, a little bit's on the unit.
And a coroner in Colorado made it official today that former Bear and Heisman Trophy winner Rashan Salam, he committed suicide when he died earlier this month with a gunshot to his head. Hockey, the Blackhawks at Nashville tonight. Corey Crawford will be in goal, and Brian Campbell's consecutive game streak could come to an end with a healthy scratch. And apparently Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler are healthy enough to play at Indiana tomorrow. That according to Fred Hoiberg. When it comes to dinner, there's nothing harder than choosing between your favorite foods. That's where Taco Bell's double stack tacos come in. With flavor combinations like cool habanero, spicy sweet, and nacho crunch, you can choose not to choose for only a dollar. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thank you, David Schuster. Continuing some Bears conversation ahead of Casey Johnson joining us in just a couple minutes. Mike is in Zion, and he's on the score. What's happening, Mike?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi.
My question is, it involves Fuller. Are the Bears, I mean, I'm sure they're shopping him, but he'd have to go to a 4-3 team. Now, what would be the best 4-3 team that's in, that might be able to use him? And I'm saying even get a draft pick for him and whatever.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't trade a draft pick if I think the team's going to cut him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, as bad as the secondary is, maybe they could play it off and say they might need him, but I don't know.
I think if your intelligence tells you that the team's going to cut him, that there's no reason to give up an asset for him. You just sign him.
Well, then doesn't that kind of reflect on the Bears that maybe they should shut up and should have tried to sign him instead of trade him.
How do you know they didn't?
Letting everybody know. I don't know. I don't know. It just seems that he's got at least a fourth round draft pick value. I would.
You get a fourth round pick for him. That'd be a magic on the part of Ryan Pace. I doubt he's able to do that. Oh my gosh, Whitley in Ravenswood. Look at this.
Good morning, Mr. Bernstein.
Hello, Whitley.
So for the first time in a few weeks shy of a decade, I managed to get myself out to the UC for an evening's worth of NBA buckets last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't see much good. I got the Jimmy Butler show. I got Barnum and Bailey Presents the Last Days of the Empire during timeouts. And I got clean bathrooms. And I got really good free throw shooting. Absolutely no low post presence, let alone boxing out at the defensive end. And not much resistance on the perimeter. Pass to the open shooter was kind of the MO of the Nets. And, you know, with respect to personnel out there, it seemed to me a lot of Rondo and then mainly a couple 3-2s, a couple 3-3s, and then anchoring the whole thing intermittently was all 7 feet of Wayne Coyne. And basically what you have reference. Is our guys were hoping for a miss and a long harem, and then one of our five guys will beat one of your three guys 15 feet from the rim to the loose ball. And it worked. We actually killed him rebounding. But God, in our half court sets, there was like zero movement off the ball.
Yeah,
like,
it's a bad fit. What you want to see when it's going well, it's side to side action of the ball. The problem is when the ball stops and everybody knows who's going to have it, especially with Wade out, you know, and yeah, Jimmy hit the shot. You know, it's a great shot. Everybody goes crazy and hero ball and hooray. But they needed that performance to beat Brooklyn at home.
Yep.
That's what's unfortunate is it's not, that's not, you're supposed to beat them by 25 and have them halfway out the door and halfway in street clothes by the middle of the fourth quarter. And you're right about some of the open shooters that if the Bulls aren't going to hit threes and they aren't because they can't, their closeouts have to be quicker and the rotations have to be there. But it doesn't look to me like Rondo, a once proud defender, is anymore. It's a bad fit. It's hard for Fred to get a lineup that works other than
have a power forward. Do they have a starting power forward?
Well, Taj Gibson is that, and you know you can still get it to him. You talk about a low post presence. He's, you know, one guy that you can throw it down there. He's never going to kick it out. It's not coming back out once it gets there, but he can take his guy in the post. That's one thing he can still do.
Yeah, I mean, this really just doesn't look like a squad that's poised to make a move or two and then push it into May. And I heard you talking to me. I don't know what to do about this.
I don't know either. It's basketball too, and as long as that giant man is in Cleveland, it's all right in front of you. And so you make the playoffs, okay? You know, I don't think anybody all of a sudden is going to say, "Hey, some young stud free agent is going to say, I want to go to Chicago and change their trajectory." So, look, was it a fun night entertainment though?
Yeah, I'll give it to it. It was something. I'm going back again on Monday.
So there you go. See, they still if you're able to just look in the micro, they put on a good show for 3 hours, you know?
Yes.
I will say that. Whitley, thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, Casey Johnson on Dem Bulls on the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jimmy starts to drive, step back in the air.
Oh, and he step back and kiss myself. Big time plays, big time plays.
Woo! Butler, couple of dribbles, raised up, and bang, down the well it went.
Jimmy G. Buck. seconds. The G stands for Gets.
And that was all that, too.
Oh, my goodness. There isn't anybody in the league playing better than Jimmy Butler right now.
There's a couple guys.
Well, he's playing good, though. I don't think there's anybody playing any better.
Eat your heart out, LeBron James.
Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
KC Johnson's on Twitter at KCJHoop. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Well, woo! Step back! Woo! Kiss myself! Woo! It's the Nets and you're at home and you needed that? I mean, it's all fun and all that, but you know that's a team you're supposed to kick them in the rocks and leave them for dead and have a nice, easy night at the office. It certainly was not that.
No, it wasn't. And, yeah, it was a good show by Jimmy, but if you're needing that to beat the Nets at home, you've got issues, as they say. Hey, real quick, before we go any further, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the great run you and Terry had, and that's something that should be celebrated in this day and age, how long you guys were together, and I'm excited to hear what's next for you.
Thanks for saying that, and thanks for being a part of all of what we've done for so many years.
Yep. It was good stuff. Look forward to that show on the 5th. But yeah, if you're celebrating, I mean, look, Jimmy put on a show, and it was dominance. I mean, over a bad team, but it was still dominance. He still made some tough shots. I mean, even the game winner, although I'm a little surprised they didn't try to double him with Wade out of the game, was a tough shot that he hit. But yeah, there are obviously issues if you're needing that kind of effort. And also just the way they started that game. You're at home. You got a little bit of momentum coming off of the victory over the Pacers. The schedule's going to get tougher here, but you're not in the teeth of it yet. So you've got a chance to build momentum. And you come out and you let them score the first 9 points and just lay an egg in that first quarter. So that doesn't speak well either.
Our Cody Westerlund, alongside whom you work at some of these games, was just laughing, telling the story about how the end of the third quarter, and even then at the end of the game, how difficult it seems to be for Fred Hoiberg to make his players understand the concept of the 2-for-1 with 30-some seconds left in a quarter.
Yeah. This team, it's going to be like this all season. It just has that feel where you kind of have the starts and the stops. You've got some things that are going positively, and then you kind of lurch to a halt. And look, the saving grace, and we've all said it many times, is the conference that they play in right now. As bad as they've been, they're two games out of fourth, and they're also two games ahead of 12th. So it certainly appears beyond Cleveland, Toronto, and maybe Boston moving into that, solidifying that third role now that they're a little bit healthier. This conference is going to kind of lurch along like this all season. So, yeah, you might get a playoff gate out of a first round, but this doesn't have any long-term prospects that look that great. And to me, the bigger issue, and I talked about this with you last time I was on with you, Dan, is that it's the long-term planning is what is really troubling, because beyond the fact that you have not had Mirotić and McDermott step up to a point where you can count on them on a nightly basis, you've also now got a new CBA that doesn't maybe behoove you as much as he thought it might, and it comes down to drafting. John Paxson said it on your airwaves himself. And yep, if you're still kind of in this NBA hell that you always talk about, which it certainly appears they're going to be in this season, you're looking at another teen or, you know, 20s pick, and they have not been batting 1,000 on those of late either.
We've used injuries to excuse the developmental hiccups with McDermott and to some extent even Valentine at this point because of the timing of his rolled ankle. When do we stop doing that and say, look, these guys are both healthy, they are ready to play, they are in the lineup, they look fine, and we need to simply judge them on their merits?
Yeah, well, for McDermott, to me, you can already do it because, yeah, I understand that he missed a lot of time this season with a concussion. That was no joke. But, I mean, he's also in his third year. So, to me, that can be done. And I've said this before, and I may be in the minority here. I think he's a rotational player. I think he's a solid rotational player because he's got an NBA skill. And whether or not he's making from beyond the three-point line, at least defenses have to pay attention to him out there. And he's added a nice little cutting game. I mean, not really added. That's how he scored in college, too. But he's hit some floaters and stuff. I still think, though, to be as effective as he can be, he needs to just slow down. He sometimes plays at just such a million miles an hour. It looks like he is playing out there with his pants on fire, like he knows he's coming out soon, and he just has never really settled down. They talk about his cutting game. Coaches talk about his cutting game. But here's the other thing. If you're cutting and moving around all the time, but nobody's passing you the ball, I mean, what exactly is it affecting?
Well, it's also setting up cuts. The guys who are really good at cutting aren't hurrying into cuts. The cuts are effective because the guy guarding you doesn't see you racing to get somewhere. You're just all of a sudden by a guy. And it's there's more of a deception to being a good cutter. I always thought Mike Dunleavy was really good at it. And Mike Dunleavy isn't going to beat anybody in a foot race. But he always had an understanding of how to do some of that stuff. And I can't get away from the Dunleavy comp to McDermott. And how much better at so many things Mike Dunleavy had been, even late in his career, that if McDermott as a lottery pick can't be that good, if he can't, you know, can't sort of handle the ball like that, and I know he wasn't a top three pick like Dunleavy was, but it looks, you know, John Wooden knows it, be quick but don't hurry. And some guys are able to do that, and McDermott hasn't quite mastered that ability yet because it seems like he knows he's trying to make up for such an athletic deficit out there every night.
Right. And Dunleavy, great post-entry passer, great screener, great inbounds passer, fantastic inbounds passer. So, you know, again, Doug's a rotation player to me, but you got to – I always hear when he's brought up, well, look what they gave up to get him. And, yeah, they gave up a lot. But, look, those were contracts. Those were second-round picks they were trying to get rid of. So I don't get as hung up on that. And now the new argument is, well, Levine went two picks behind them. And you can maybe run into that a little bit. I still just look at the pick on its own merit. And he is a rotation guy. But if you're picking in the lottery, you want to get a starter. You want to get a starter. And I don't think he's that. Or if he is, he's not an impact starter. And that's a little bit troubling. And as for Valentine, look, it's weird that you keep hearing the younger and more athletic thing. And I always try to separate the Rondo and Wade signings from that because the Wade thing absolutely fell in their laps. And when they made the Rose trade, which is when the comment was made, you have to parse out when the guard first made the comment. It was the day of the Rose trade. They still were thinking about blowing it all up and trading Jimmy Butler. They opted not to do that. But what I will say is, okay, so you say in this comment, younger, more athletic, and then you draft a guy that, you know, the main book on him coming out of college was that the athleticism might be an issue for this guy. So, you can't fully judge him yet just because he hasn't been out there enough, but it certainly kind of flies in the face of what they've been saying publicly about getting more athletic.
You mentioned a playoff round would get you a gate of some home games there, and yeah, that's part of it. And I've also been told that the highest levels of the Bulls organization do think that being competitive, being a playoff team and winning enough games, it is important to send that message to the rest of the league. Although now with the CBA, as you say, being what it is, you've got players that are less incentivized to jump to other teams than they were before. What if somebody there said, hey, we got to get closer to a championship by being more developmental, and we're going to play McDermott a lot, and we're going to play Valentine a lot, maybe play Jaren Grant a lot. And I don't ask this in sort of a wacky sports radio way, but would there be a reasonable argument to simply not have Rondo on the team anymore? Because he's just, I don't know what you're getting that gets you closer to a title.
Yeah, I get it. I get that question. I've actually got a few emails from readers saying that. I can just say this. You know, Rondo, I know, has this reputation of being kind of a, you know, his past is well documented of having some issues and stuff, and he had the one game suspension this year already. But I can just tell you that if you go talk to any of those young players, they love the guy because he's always taking them off the side and watching, sitting down on an iPad and watching film with them or sharing pointers with him. So I can just say as a teammate within the locker room amongst the players, Rondo is very well liked. So I can see why if you are going young, maybe he becomes more of a distraction, but I think that's kind of jumping three stops down the road. You know, Fred was asked yesterday pregame about, you know, John Paxson's comment to David Schuster on your guys' airwaves about, you know, maybe at some point we might have to go start playing some young guys to see what we have there. Mm-hmm. And Fred said he's not had that conversation with management yet. Obviously, I think they're going to be able to stay kind of where they are because of what I said before with the conference being what it is. So that will have to be an edict from on high if they are going to go that route, because at this point, to me, I think they kind of limp along, stay near 500, and probably sneak in as a seventh or eighth seed. And so you're kind of weighing two things there, ownership's desire to always get that playoff game to be relevant as a playoff team, and then also the need to develop young guys. It's kind of two warring factions there.
The other option that you have briefly would be to, if at the end of the game where he said, give Jimmy the ball and get the hell out of the way, and I know that Dwayne Wade was out, migraines, et cetera, you could really go full Jimmy here if you want it. You could do sort of like what Doug Collins did with Jordan in 89 and just say, right, do everything. And here's the ball, and you say you can run the point, and you want to prove that you're James Harden or somebody like that, and just completely free him up to do that. And you could run isolations every single damn time, because he's going to get fouled. He's going to get easy points for you. If his body can hold up, if he thinks he can do it, there might be an option here. You haven't tried it yet. Say, yeah, go score 45 every night and let's see how we do.
Well, I'll be brief, but I'll say a couple things about it. And this sounds like I'm being critical of Jimmy, and I'm not trying to be at all. You know, as good as Jimmy is, and he's had those dominant games, obviously, the Toronto, you know, franchise record second half last year, the ridiculous silly overtime game. But he's seen more double teams than he's ever seen in his career before. And as good as Jimmy has become, and I'm not knocking him at all, this is a guy who still has not made an all-NBA team. Not even first, second, or third. He's not a breakdown the defense superstar type talent.
I mean,
he can do it, but I'm just saying on a nightly basis, night in, night out against opponents throwing the kitchen sink at you defensively, I don't see that going well. He might get numbers, but I mean, he'll be shooting at a low percentage. And also, when Wade is out there, I just don't see that as a plan either. But
Looking for options. I'm trying to think outside the box here to maybe see if they can play a little differently than they do.
Well, you know, a good way to maybe conclude this, Dan, is to me, this all kind of comes back to that organizational crossroad decision they faced last June. I mean, when you make a Derrick Rose trade, you kind of set your toe down that blow it up road, and they came close on draft night to blowing it up, and they didn't do it, and then Wade fell in their laps, and now they're kind of right back to where they are. I personally think because we are looking for a way to wrap this up optimistically, I think the I don't know if there's regret within the organization, but I know that decision was a tough one for the organization, and when they didn't make it, this is kind of where they are now.
KC, thank you. I don't know if that succeeded in optimism, but it was certainly worth a try. Right. Appreciate it.
Take care.
That is KC Johnson of the Chicago Tribune. Greg Gabriel next. He's been scouting some quarterbacks. He's got some thoughts about maybe some future Bears. So keep it here. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand. Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans, the hit book What It Takes is now available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major websites. Follow the journey of average fan Jacob Riley when, as a gimmick, he gets a chance to play baseball on the north side of Chicago. Can his hard work and ingenuity help him bat over 200, contribute to a major league team, and maybe even lead them to another championship title? Find out in J. Gerard Jr.'s exciting new book, What It Takes. If you're a true Chicago baseball fan, you have to have this book. That's What It Takes by J. Gerard Jr., available on Amazon and other major retailers. Buy it today.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the